says that when they go to war, that special people telling them, Shema Yisrael, you should listen, you pray with my Hayyam and Nukonah, getting closer to the war, to your enemies, Al Yeach, Levachim, Al Tidu, Al Tachbaz, Al Tautim, if name. Don't weaken your heart, don't be in fear, don't be without a peace of mind because of them, don't be broken in front of them. By the war, that was the technique that the other side would do. They make all kind of noises, toilers, blow shofars, scare the other side. And the third thing, you don't have to be afraid of the noises that you're making. So Father Simon says, he started the same tactics. There's all kind of things that make noises and can shake up a person from the voice of Hashem. He says the noises they make today is through the different forms of communication and newspapers and other forms of communication to constantly publicizing things against Lehmdei HaTorah, Lehmdei Hashem, the Mezalzel and the importance of Lehmdei HaTorah and the Avodas Hashem. So don't be shaken up by it. They make a lot of noise. It's just noise. The ones that remain eternally throughout history are only us. We're the only ones that survive. And people much louder than us and more powerful than us. But the quiet people that continue the Avodas Hashem and other Rabbis strengthen the Avodas Hashem, they're the ones that are asleep in the end. There's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be politically correct with what people are talking about on the streets. Other Rabbis are different than everybody else. Because we know the end is, and they're in the house of the Shikra, the world of Shekhar. And that's the important thing. It says that they told him, you can't weaken yourself. You have to go straight forward. Other Rabbis, when people hear people going against the Torah, the Mechazik Elimin HaTorah, Mechazik is support for the Torah. It's a beautiful thing this week they had a get together for something called Adapt a Kohelim. It was an idea from a Jew in Lakewood years ago. A Kehila should take on Kohelim and not the whole salary of the Kohelim. A certain amount, everybody gets a certain amount as a part of it. In the beginning people say, it's not going to go. There's hundreds of Kehilas doing it and they're raising annually $45 million. It's a little bit, I'm trying to say, start to say, but adoption is usually made for a yotzim. Why should all the declared permanent heirs of the insignia? We have kilos over here in Eretz Yisrael. We should also take on this idea that everybody should feel a responsibility for the Lord, for our own permanent. If you're not giving, to give. If you're giving, give a little bit more. Other elements. We see that there's a zilzul in Torah. That's just a call from a Kodesh Baruch Hu to everyone show him, you make an extra effort, and there's a need for it. I don't go to America for nothing, because we're assignment.